The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 584.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap-Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is an award-winning mindful leadership coach, author, and speaker, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Pooja Madan. Pooja, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena. It's so good to be here. And thank you for the introduction. Yes, so my work primarily involves working with mostly women leaders who are either stepping up at their work, professional work, or in their businesses. And the work that I do with them has to do with getting super mindful and productive as they scale up. Because what I've noticed is that the scale-up phase can result in a lot of overwhelm for women, especially when they want to balance their family life and their personal life with all their powerful ambition. And my job as their coach and their mentor is to design systems that are very customized for them so that they are not burning out as they do this, and whether that has to do with their productivity or just creating mindfulness practices or mindset related pieces or working on their personal energy. So those are kind of the big chunks of areas that we work on. And usually what happens is that once some time and energy is freed up, we are then able to look at if they run their businesses, we are then able to look at their business models and see how those can be streamlined to become more profitable. So that's kind of the path of the work that I do.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what's your cultural background?
Yeah, so I'm from India. My name is Pooja, which means prayer in Hindi. And I moved to America 7 years ago. So I moved here in 2011. And I worked for tech startups when I was back home in India. And so it was interesting. You know, city life in India is very westernized, actually. So I wasn't fully connected to my culture as much. And in fact, I've had to reclaim a lot of it since moving away from it and really recognizing its value a lot.
Thanks for sharing that. And what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
Great question, Sheena. So I love this quote by Maya Angelou, which says, "Nothing can dim the light that shines from within."
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
So I would say there are two pieces to self-confidence. One is this piece within us that is a relationship with our inner self, which isn't impacted at all by external circumstances. You know, so for instance, it doesn't matter if we are personally in a good place or going through a divorce, or whether our business is thriving or it's actually going through financial difficulties. Like, there's a sense of confidence that does not shake no matter what shifts in our external environment. And that is something that personally for me and now for my clients, like, we have had to cultivate that through a lot of meditation and mindfulness practices. It's kind of like connecting with that unflappable, unshakable place within ourselves that remains consistent and constant as a source of confidence no matter what. And I would say the other piece of that is also a mindset piece of sort of getting out of our comfort zone and pushing ourselves to do and say and ask for things that we have not been brought up or raised to ask for, but also that we think that a kind of, you know, there's a deservingness piece there, whether that is asking for a promotion or going bungee jumping or whatever it is. It's something that pushes us out of our comfort zone where we are moving past our fears. And that's the other piece of confidence that kind of builds on top of this inner piece that I was talking about and just really fortifies our sense of confidence in our own self, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. So, well, thanks for sharing that great definition. And Pooja, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I would say that before I found this inner peace, Gina, you know, like there were external sources of validation. If I was doing well at work, I would feel confident, or if I screwed up, then I didn't. So I feel like there was, my confidence was at the mercy of external circumstances and opinions and judgments. And I feel that that was my life. Like if everything was going well and if I was receiving validation and if my life personally or professionally was coming along smoothly, I would feel confident. And if there was any blimp on that, then I would lose my confidence very easily. And so it's been an interesting journey of reclaiming my confidence internally in a way that it doesn't shake, it doesn't move. Because this contrast, it was too painful to be having unpredictable confidence, you know. I just wanted to be in a solid place around it. So I would say that's kind of what my journey was like before I was able to find and claim this inner self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. What was that point in your life when you did realize your inner peace and claim that confidence? What was that aha moment?
I'm not sure it was an aha moment, to be honest, Sheena, but I feel it was just a lot of pain and suffering because I was seeking for validation outside of me. And actually, there might be one moment that I could talk about. I worked for tech startups most of my 20s after I finished my MBA. And what I was discovering was, like I said, there was this external validation that was building my confidence or taking it away. And over time, this kind of stress of working without my inner power, without my inner confidence, it led to a lot of burnout and a lot of stress. And I got very sick towards the end of my 20s. And I would say that was a really big wake-up call for me. Not just like, I don't think I was looking to be more confident, but I do feel I was looking to have, like, it became a wake-up call where I was looking to make better decisions and choices for myself, like ask myself, what do I really want to do? Like, what's my purpose in the world? And that brought a lot of confidence. And then I would ask, like, what are my values and what are my priorities and what kind of relationships do I want to have? And all of this inner reflection and inner contemplation that started to solidify my sense of self. And it wasn't a moment, it wasn't an aha moment. It was gradual over a period of maybe, you know, 2 to 3 years. But that was the trigger, that was the catalyst, the health crisis that I had and the surgeries I had to go through. And that became a really big wake up call for me where I had to ask myself, like, who are you? What do you want? What is important? And that created a lot of deep inner confidence inside of me.
Thanks for sharing that. And, it's crazy how, you know, we work ourselves to the point where we tire ourselves out, right? We've been, you know, programmed to hustle, 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 not realizing, like, you know, when we do something that's overboard, we're going to burn out, we're going to get tired. And then sometimes we sit there and realize, what are we doing all this for, right? Is it because, you know, to get to chase the dollar, to get that, you know, position, whatever it is, right? You know, sometimes we just forget why we do what we do. And like you mentioned, you kind of got burnt out and just had to sit there and realize, what do I really want out of life, right? And when you start asking the right questions, the right answers appear to you. And, you know, because you were able to, you know, sit down and have that inner peace, what's your life been like now?
Yeah, I just want to acknowledge what you just shared, Sheena. I feel like especially us as women, we don't do well with this chasing things outside of us model. Like we really have to get grounded in our why and our purpose and our boundaries even. And that's such a big piece of self-confidence, is to be able to know when we want to say no to things and opportunities and when there's an easy big yes for them. So I love that you shared that as well, that that's been a recurring thing that you're hearing about on your podcast, maybe, or you have personally experienced, because it's really something that women can do for decades. And then there is this moment of like, what have I done? You know, what has been the result of all this time? So yeah, back to your question, my life after the discovery, I would say that I have developed an inner compass, an unshakable inner compass. And that guides me, whether it's with choosing my life partner or making decisions with work. I'm just naturally and intuitively very grounded in my gut instinct, you know, and it guides me to the right opportunities, to the right people, to the right programs that I want to create. Like there is a more natural effortless flow in my life and in my day and in my personal and business choices as a result of this discovery, this inner discovery of my inner compass and my inner confidence.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Pooja, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you'd give to her?
Yeah, I would say prioritize consciously uncovering this part of you that is a source of inner strength and power and confidence. And because it's everything, and nothing on the outside can give that to us. So prioritize time with yourself, whether it's mindfulness, meditation, self-care, being in nature, something, you know, that helps you fortify and strengthen that inner relationship with you. And it can result in a kind of confidence that doesn't shake easily or at all. And I think that's a really powerful thing for us as women to develop. And in my work with clients, we move through a framework that's my signature framework called Purpose, Power, and Presence. And we really help women cultivate this sense of self and confidence and power within themselves so that their daily life and business and work choices and decisions are not causing too much stress. They're not taking longer than they should. They're not, you know, feeling conflicted. They're feeling grounded and strong and powerful as they move through their work in their life. And so that would be my advice, is to consciously seek and cultivate that sense of purpose, power, and presence.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, absolutely. I have a free gift that I'd love to share with you. And in general, I'm all over social media. If you just look for Pooja Madan, I'm on Twitter, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. And my website is poojamadan.com. And the free gift that I have is a 7-minute checklist that is basically, it's a checklist that helps you go through, you know, what is working and what's not working. And it helps women become more productive and less overwhelmed in a really short period of time. So if anyone listening is overwhelmed with their to-dos and time does not feel enough, then this checklist is a fantastic primer to get some clarity and some confidence about your day and your schedule.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Pooja, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Pooja's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Pooja for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Pooja.
Thank you so much, Sheena. It's been a pleasure to be on your podcast.
Not a problem. It's been really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.